Here's how we did it. We followed one big tip from Rich Dad's advisors, Real Estate Riches. We make money when we buy. We bought our first foreclosure investment for $57,000 with 10% down. This first toe-in-the-water investment will give us a return on investment of over 42% in the first year. We bought our second foreclosure investment just 4 months later for $63,000 with 10% down. We will receive a return on investment of over 36%. Both properties are three-bedroom, one-bathroom condominiums within a large apartment complex that holds over 100 units. A similar apartment in the building just sold for $83,000. We learned to not fall in love with the properties, although that's not hard to do when it's in foreclosure condition, just with the numbers. In both cases, we didn't even see the units until our bids were accepted. Now we're looking for our third property. With the passive monthly income from that investment, the mortgage payments on our townhouse should be covered. This is an incredible financial turnaround for us. I'm still in the E quadrant, working on a military base. I'm 39, and I intend to retire by the time I'm 45. That's a big difference from the official minimum retirement age of 62. Within the next 3 to 5 years, my goal is to move into the B quadrant with Carol while we both stay in the I quadrant. At that time, our real estate investments and network marketing income should take care of us while we learn about and seek out bigger deals. Observing what I was doing with real estate, my supervisor also chose to take action for his personal financial life and purchased his first rental property through my realtor. A friend in Las Vegas is seeking rentals to buy as well after seeing our results. But other friends don't pay attention to the Rich Dad warning of only doing deals that will spin off cash as soon as they are done, meaning properties that can be rented immediately and at a monthly profit, creating an immediate positive cash flow. Instead, they seek properties with zero cash flow and even negative cash flow with the hopes that they will appreciate and can be unloaded at a profit. We tried that strategy with our first single-family home and ended up losing all the capital we put in and then some. The only person we trust regarding money is our investment realtor. A financial planner who didn't have a clue about what I was doing is history. Do you have positive cash flow rental properties? Is the question Robert Kiyosaki asks, and it's the one we ask potential money advisors too. When we sold our home, we didn't know whether our lives were spinning out of control or if we were taking a step in the right financial direction. When we bought our first rental, we began to feel that we had done the right thing. When we found our second rental, we knew wholeheartedly that we chose the right direction to go in. We always held self-confidence that we could succeed financially. We just didn't know how to do it. It took playing a game for us to understand how to win in life. Better yet, we overcame the fear of the unknown. What would happen if we sold our house? What would happen if we took a leap of faith in ourselves and invested in real estate? Once we did it, we found it wasn't as hard as we thought it would be. While we're nowhere near where we want to be, we're definitely moving in the right direction. It's a far better thing to do it now than be in the awful future position of, if I had only done that back then, I wouldn't be where I am now.